You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. This is the last installment of my series on the 12-step process directly from my book. Last time I discussed step 10 and 11, that's document control and integrating material. In this episode, I'm finishing the series with step 12, production and delivery. Even for small projects, production and delivery need to be accounted for in the project plan and the overall timeline, whether the proposal is to be delivered by courier or hand-delivered. Either way, it's important to make sure the response gets to the destination on time. Investigate courier pickup times and guaranteed scheduled deliveries, or how much time it takes to hand deliver, including making sure whoever's delivering the proposal knows how to get to the client's office and where to park. Also, keep in mind that even guaranteed delivery times by courier are subject to events outside of everybody's control, as well as human error. In one case, a consultant missed a deadline for an RFP because a proposal was misplaced by the courier. Not only did the consultant send the proposal at the last minute, eliminating the possibility of sending a backup copy, they hadn't bothered to track the progress of the delivery, so they only found out about the missing parcel after the deadline expired. In any case, build in some buffer time to accommodate delays or issues. If you hand deliver the proposal, get a receipt of some kind to prove it was delivered on time. Production of a large proposal can also take a considerable amount of time. While some things can be prepared ahead of time, such as binding covers, divider tabs, etc., the rest of the proposal can only be produced and packaged after you've completed the final version. If possible, have at least one copy produced for review before you have multiple copies made. This lets you preview the proposal in its final format and make the changes as required. It's also a good way to review for spelling and grammar errors. While one of the easiest solutions is outsourcing this work to a print shop, you can sometimes have more control in-house if you have the resources and the time. If you outsource this to a print shop, be sure you have a strong working relationship with the print shop and that they recognize the critical importance of on-time delivery. And be sure to check whether the print shop's willing to stay open after hours to meet your deadlines if necessary. Your production will be based on the RFQ submission requirements, which might outline the format, the sections, a number of copies, including the number of originals, and how they're labeled, and whether there are tabs involved, attachments, how they're dealt with, things of that nature. Follow these instructions very carefully, but in addition, make sure your documents are easy to use and it's easy to find the sections by the reviewers. If you're producing a large technical response, you could, for example, consider including a quick reference guide that includes a list of acronyms on one side and a list of sections on the other. If you hand deliver your proposal, make sure you don't cut it too close and that you or whoever's delivering it knows exactly where to go. Sometimes it's not always easy to find the procurement office. So traffic delays, parking problems, and even finding that delivery location could eliminate you from the competition after all that hard work you put on the proposal. Few, if any, organizations will accommodate late arrival of a proposal, particularly if it's clearly stated in the RFP document, which most of them are. This includes electronic delivery by email or even uploading. I know of another case where a technical glitch prevented a company from uploading their proposal documents to the client's procurement website on time. The glitch was their own fault, and they lost out on the opportunity as a result of trying to do it at the last minute. So there you have it. I hope you've enjoyed the entire 12-step process. Of course, there's a lot more to many of these steps, and we cover them in much more detail in other podcasts. So be sure to listen to all of them or get a copy of the book available online at Amazon or other online resellers. You can also ask your local bookseller to order it in for you. So get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. And if you want me to cover a specific topic, please let me know. Our contact information is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. And thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.